Okay, so today's daf is daf Nun Tes, and we'll begin in the bottom of Nun Ches Mabez, around 8 lines up at the 2 dots, Amar Rav. So Rav said, Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Batar. A person may shave his entire, or should shave his entire body with a razor. So what's this referring to? The Mefarish says the first wide line down, Amar Rav Mekel Adam Kol Gufo Batar, Ve'ein Bo Mishum Lo Yubash Geber Simlas Isha. This is not considered Beged Isha, not considered doing it. The Beged Isha is not only referring to how one dresses, it refers to how one keeps his body, and this would be included potentially in this Isser. It says the Gemara, says Rav, that's not true. If a person shaves his entire body, that's not considered Beged Isha, and that would be okay. So the Gemara says, "Meisi veHamavir beis shechi ubeis erva." A person who shaves different parts of the body, the armpits and other areas, beis erva, hareza loke, he gets malchus. So we see that this is referring to a man who does this. That's only for women to do, but not for men to do. That'd be a violation of Beged Isha, and he would get malchus. So how could Rav go ahead and say a person could be mavir kol gufo, mekel kol gufo, and that wouldn't be an iser? So the Gemara says, "Habatar habemisperaim." No, one's with a razor, one's with scissors. With scissors, that's okay. Rav was talking about scissors. The Gemara is going to ask the obvious question in a second, but at least at this first stage, one was talking about using scissors, that would be okay. But using a razor, that's already Beged Isha, and that's when you get malchus for using a razor. But v'ha Rav nami batar karmar. Doesn't Rav say batar? That's explicitly what he says. With a razor would be mutter. So what he explained is, ke'ein tar. If one uses scissors in such an effective way where it's almost like a razor, that would be okay. But an actual razor would be an iser, which actually reminds me, somebody asked me, I need to write this down to ask Rav Schechter, about, they have this new thing, a laser type of shaver. Anyone hear this? It's new, I don't know how much it's available in the market and how much it costs, but apparently it like works as good as a razor, but it's a laser. So I want to know the permissibility of that. I don't know how it works exactly, but I need to look into that. So, interesting. So Gemara says now, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamaver beis hashechi beis ha'erva loke. So we quote that statement from above, that a man who shaves with a razor parts of his body, then he's going to get malchus. So Gemara says, Meisivei havara sayar eina medivrei Torah el medivrei sofrim. What do you mean? The Brisa says, removing hair from the body of a man would only be a violation on a Divrei Sofrim level, not a Deraisa level, and therefore it shouldn't result in Malchus. And the Gemara answers, my Loka, what does it mean? Loka, nami dekamer midirbanan. Malchus mardis, as we call it. It's only Malchus midirbanan, but not Malchus Deraisa. Now, there have been a bunch of nafkaminas, but the difference is you're going to say either way you're getting lashes, so there are a number of nafkaminas between a derabanan Malchus versus Deraisa Malchus. Let's see if they list any of them here. Actually, don't. In terms of the number, in terms of the amount, there's a ritva at the end of Makos who talks about this. Okay, now this could be lemaisa, by the way, in terms of men, shaving parts of their body. Very lemaisa. There's a real iser midrabban here, results in Makos Mardus. Okay, so the Gemara now says, going on to the top of Nuntes Amun Aleph. Ikadami, there are those who said that another version of this conversation goes as follows. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamavir beis Hashechi, beis Erva, Loke, Mishim lo Yubash, Gever, Simlas, Isha. So according to this version, it sounds like it's a real Isser Deraisa. They quote the Pasuk to support the idea, and then this is a Beged Isha to shave part of a man's body. So the Gemara asks, "Meisi veHavar Seyar Einu Midrei Torah El Midrei Sofrim." How could you quote a pasuk? We have a brisa that says that it's only in Midrei Sofrim. So Rabbi Yochanan can't say there's a Issa quote a pasuk implying it's an Issa deraisa. So who damar ki haitana? He holds like the following Tana, meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds like the following Tana that argues on the Tana that says it's Midrei Sofrim. Who is this Tana that holds it's deraisa? Tanya Hamavir Beis Hashechi Beis Erva Hareza Over Mishim Lo Yubash Yaver Simlas Isha. So Rabbi Yochanan, in essence, was quoting a Tana, and that Tana holds that there's a real pasuk against a real Issa Deraisa. V'Tana Kama Hai Lo Yubash Yaver Mai Darish Bei. So the one who thinks shaving the hair is not a violation of Deraisa, so what do they do with the pasuk Lo Yubash Yaver Simlas Isha? That a man can't wear women's clothing. I don't get the kasha. It means what it means. That a man can't wear a dress. So let's see what the Gemara says. So my darish bay, what do they do with the pasuk? So mi bar lay, it's needed lichidatani, like the brisa tells us. Lo yeh kli gever al isha. So person, oh, there. I guess this is talking about a woman can't wear a man's clothing. It comes up: can a woman wear carry a gun around? A gun is typically referred to as I think the Mishnah Shabbos mentions this. A weapon is for a man's clothing, not a woman's clothing. That's a discussion. So my what's the halacha? So what's it coming to teach me? Tamilomar im shelo yibash ish shimas isha v'isha sim shima isha simlas ish harek far nemar toiva hi vein kan toiva. So we already learn, if it's telling me pashup shah that a man can't wear a woman's clothing and a woman can't wear a man's clothing, so we already know this, that it says already toiva. So what's that telling us? It says toiva. The Mefarish here. If you look at the Mefarish here, the last wide line, four lines from the top. Im lalamed shelo yibash, if the pasuk tell me it should be taken literally. Kolomar vim amar lecha kasav shelo yibash ha'ish shemas isha lekach lo karo kasav toivahi. Elalama hu ba shelo yibash ha'ish shemas ha'isha v'yelech v'yashu ben anashim sheyesh lechosh mishim yichud. And that's the rest of the, that's the continuation of this. Let's read this again, sorry. The Tanya says again, the Braisa tells us here that lo yeh kli gever al isha, that a man's clothing can't be on a woman. So my time, what's coming to teach me? Im shol yubash ish simlas isha v'isha. If it means that a man shouldn't wear woman's clothing, simlas ish harek far nemar.
Im shol yubash ish simlas isha v'isha simlas ish.
Shalibash ish simlas isha v'isha simlas ish, right? Like that. Okay, thank you. Harik far nemar toiva hi. You already can't have toiva. And therefore, what's toiva?
I think it's going to be harik far nemar toiva.
Vein kan toiva. Toiva qualifies the pasuk. That's part of the pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yek li gever al isha v'lo yibash gever simlas isha ki soeva hi. It's not soeva. That's not considered toiva to wear the other clothing. Ella, shelo yubash isha simlas isha, a man shouldn't wear woman's clothing, the yashav bein hanashim, and sit among the women. V'isha simlas ish v'teisha bein hanashim. So that's, again, pashup shad of the pasuk. That he shouldn't wear the clothing in order to sit among the women. To wear clothing, stam, would be okay, it sounds like. It's just to wear them, dress up, and pretend you're a woman, and sit among the women, go to the women's bathroom, then that would be a problem. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, minayin shlo teita isha b'chli zayin, l'muchama, that's what I was referring to before. How do you know that a woman can't wear a weapon? She can't carry a gun, a knife, a sword. Tamal lomar lo yehe kli gever al isha v'lo yibash gever tzimas isha. Shlo yisakein ish b'tikune isha. That you, that a man shouldn't fix with the way the woman fixes. So it says Rashi, the Mefarish says, let's look, the Mefarish, let's go from b'chli zayin l'muchama. That a woman shouldn't wear the tikkun of the zayin, the fixing of the zayin, a weapon. She shouldn't carry a weapon. Tama lomer, the Mefarish says, lo yehe kli gever al isha v'zeh shematinu b'yael eishes chaver akini shlohar k'sulisisra b'chli zayin ela k'moshin emar yodol liyaseh tishalchena. That's what we find. Yael, who killed Sisra, didn't have a weapon. She had to use the peg that was used to pitch the tent. That's what she used because she didn't have a weapon. And shelo yisakin ish b'tikuna isha, says the Mefarish, dihachi mitargamin alei, shelo yikhov lo shel yifarches, shouldn't use any makeup. B'bigdei tzivonim, and colored clothing, shel isha, shouldn't wear women's clothing. So it comes out from all of this, though. We're trying, again, the goal here, we're trying to say, how do we know what the opinion who thinks that you are allowed to, it's only midivrei sofrim to shave the hair of the body of a man. It's only midivrei sofrim. What do they learn from this pasuk? The pasuk, again, we had the first opinion, says it can't be taken literally. There's no problem wearing clothing, per se. It must be telling me that you can't wear clothing and sit among the women. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it means that a woman can't wear weapons, carry weapons, and a man can't put makeup on. And that's the drasha to be learned, but nothing to do with shaving hair. That's their understanding. But either way, it seems that pashup shad is, the pashup shad is not to take it literally. It would be okay, it seems like, to wear... Actually, I guess according to the second opinion, you can't. The first opinion, you could wear women's clothing, just not sit among women. And the second opinion says you can't even wear women's clothing. Okay.
It says you can't wear makeup.
Right, but then the Mefarish says, Bebigdei tzivonim oso shel isha. You have to look at the halacha svarim, but you can't even wear the...
There's a rivan that changes bimine.
So there might be other types of makeups then. So there might be room for someone wearing a woman's clothing.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Kula.
happened. This would actually would answer Akasha. It's brought down in the poskim that on Purim certain things you're allowed to do, and one of the things they have, a man can dress up as a woman. But isn't there an Issa Deraisa dressing up like a woman? So no, there's no real Issa Deraisa dressing up as a woman. It's only if a person's going to dress up as a woman and sit among the women that would be a problem. But to just sit by among the men as a woman would be okay. That's what it sounds like. That might be the explanation. But the Shlosh still says, even though certain things are allowed in Purim, you should really stay far away from these weird things. Okay, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman b'Nazir mutter v'lesa chazakavaser. Regards to Nazir, it's mutter, we don't pass like him. What in the world is he talking about here? We weren't talking about Nazir the past Amud. So if you look at the Tosos writes, b'Nazir mutter, l'haver beis ha'shechi beis erva. When it comes to Nazir who's shaving his hair, his head, he's able to shave the rest of his body. The kesaver he holds, achrei shenazir mavia kol se'er rosho, lo chashiv noi v'tikun l'gavi oso ha'ish, l'havir beis ha'shechi beis erva. Once he's shaving his head, that's not considered so attractive. So the shaving the rest of the body also, it's not to make it look any more attractive. It's just he's shaving his hair. That's what Rav Nachman holds, but we paskin against him. Amulei Rabbanan le Rabbi Shimon bar Abba Chazina le Rabbi Yochanan de Lesle Amar Lahon Machmas de Kena Nishu. The Rabbanan said to Rabbi Shimon bar Abba that they saw Rabbi Yochanan, that he doesn't have the concept of Deleslay. Deleslay what?
Doesn't have any hair.
Deleslay doesn't have any hair. Okay.
Armpit hair.
Okay. Sarah Beis Hashach. He says Rashi. Amalahon Machba is a Canaan issue. It wasn't because he was shaving his armpits. It's because from old age it ended up falling out. Okay. Hahude Ischayev Negida Kam Derabiyam. There's an individual who was a chayiv, who was placed in excommunication of some sort, and he was standing in front of Rabbi Yami. Igloi beis hashechi, he apparently lifted up his arm, he was wearing sleeveless or so, and he saw that, he saw his armpit, and chazi de lo megalech, he saw that he didn't shave his armpit. So amalahon, Rabbi Yami, shivka din min chavrihu. So if you look at the Mefarish says, igloi beis hashechi, I'm not sure what he's describing there.
I guess when he was he was spreading out his garments as part of the.
I was taking off his shirt to get lashes. He was chayv to get lashes, not. I'm sorry, it wasn't excommunication, it was lashes. He took off his shirt, so his armpits were exposed, and they saw it wasn't shaved, and he said back to him, again, Shivke din min chavrehu, says the Mefarish, din min chavrehu, the yada da asr lahavir beis hashechi. It sounds like leave him alone, because he knows it's asr to shave the armpit, so the fact that he knew the halacha. Exactly, and I guess they didn't end up giving him lashes.
It says that Rav Ami was judging, was the judge who was deciding how many laces to give him. So when he saw that he was, Shomrei Mitzvahs, he said, oh, okay, give him a lace.
Okay, well.
Whatever he did, we'll let him, he gets a pass.
Well, I don't know what anyone else does here, but I guess we're limud zechus on us, at least on myself.
That
tremendous zechus for each one of us, I guess. Okay, beautiful. Okay. It could have been, in those times maybe it was more common, and it was rare for someone to not shave their armpits. But, okay, I don't know. Gemara says, now, Bai minei Rav Rab mi Rebbi Chia, mal galech. So, what's halach? Are you allowed to shave the armpits? So, and the Mefarsh says, b'mis parayim, not with a razor. A razor, we already said it's aser. What about mis parayim? Just cutting them a little bit short. So, amalei, aser, it's aser, even with the mis parayim. Amalei v'ha kagadil. But it gets very long, and it could be bothersome. Says the Mefarsh. It's bothersome sometimes. So Amarle Bar Pachzi Zman Yeshli Zmanli Yeshli calls Manchu Gvu a Gadol Nosher Zman Yeshlo. Rather, there's a Zman when it gets too long. A Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it in a way that's going to fall out. You don't need to take any initiative on your own. Over time, with as it gets longer, it's going to fall out, and no need for this.
This is nephew, right?
Bar Pach says, "Beno shel Tamei Chacham," says the Mefarish.
Because Rav is Rabbi Chiya's nephew, so he always called him the son of the great one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He was his nephew from both sides, brother and sister.
Okay, right. That's the Gemara in Pesachim, and yeah, the mother, your mother alive, your father alive. That's the gear. If you look in the bottom here, look at Tosos in the bottom here. three lines up, Dibur Maschil. Let's see. Let's first go to V'hak Kagadil. The question was, he wanted to know if he could trim his armpit hair, and he says no, but what do you mean it's giving me all this trouble? Said V'hak Kagadil, it's getting longer, says Tosfos. V'hol V'sofu Li Gadil, L'tzar also, Af Kishigel Chenu, Ein Dekari Tikun V'noi. So since it's going to grow long and bother me, so even when I shave it, that's not considered noi. I'm not trying to denoy to make it look nice. I'm just trying to prevent anything from uncomfortable, but not because it's trying to look nice and clean. And the response was that Gvul Yeshlo says, it doesn't grow like the hair on the head. There's no tsar. That's how Tosfos initially interprets his answer to the Gemara. There's no tsar there. I don't believe you. Mashma, kishein adam miskavin lenoi, elo linotzel, the less bay mishum kli giver. The person is doing this in order, he's not doing this for noi, rather he's doing this to save, to prevent from tzar. That's not a problem of kli giver, it's not a problem of begadisha. Vimkein, hamistaka b'mar, one who looks into a mirror, kideish lo yichbol basmashari. This is very important. The Gemara talks about an avodah zara that's asked to look in the mirror. We can't look in the mirrors, and that's why a lot of yeshivas, you won't find any mirrors there. There's actually one. There's a trivia question. What is? How's it go again? This is a trivia question. A good trivia question. I forget how to phrase it, but the answer is a mirror. That mirror is usur to look in the mirror, but you're allowed to look in the mirror when you're getting a haircut from a goy. The Gemara says because you're concerned that a goy might take a scissors and stab you. And the mirror there, so you can see what's going on behind you to protect yourself. So you're allowed to use a mirror in that instance. So you see it's also to use a mirror. The Tosfos gives a tremendous heter for everyone who, I'm not assuming you guys use mirrors here. I use a mirror, but maybe not you guys, but there's a heter for one to use a mirror, that if you're using it just so you look presentable, that's okay. V'chein Amar, and he quotes from a Rabbeinu Peretz Shirabo, Harav Shmuel, Marvish Hayam Mestaber B'mari. He would also get a haircut using a mirror. Wait, what line?
Looking presentable.
Right, so you have to... the common sense. There's no real way you could comb once or twice or make sure no hair sticking up, but not more than that. There's no way to really define it. Right. But don't spend too much time there, I guess.
Weinberger once said, I'm not saying what was the motivation, but he once said he doesn't like people looking in the mirror to check the tefillin.
Interesting.
Just said, just go like this. It's close enough. What do you need a mirror for?
It could be it's because if you were being too exact.
I don't know.
I don't use a mirror.
What the motivation was.
I use my phone.
Of what?
Phone? No, that was a joke. I was just joking about that. That
says views iPhone 6.
I
use the puddle on the floor.
But that's the also Gemara. Not early in Nazir, we had the individual, the guy, the shepherd, who was coming, and he once saw his reflection in the water, and he saw how beautiful he was. So he took upon himself to be a Nazir. So it sounded like before that point, he hadn't looked in the mirror. It was the first time seeing how handsome he looked. So, but anyway, it's an interesting discussion about. But I think it's minhag to look at mirrors. But it's rare to find the yeshiva's a mirror. But I think Shari Yashiv, they have a mirror in the bathroom, don't they? Yeah, the washing area.
There's catering halls in it, then they do.
Yeah, but in yeshiva they don't. Whatever, the yesh for yesh. In terms of shaving hair, though, a friend of mine wanted to ask the Shaila if he could shave like his back hair. It was bothering him. So he asked Rav Neventhal. Rav Neventhal said yes, because I don't know if he quoted this Tosfos. I didn't know this Tosfos at the time. But based on this, it's not making yourself to look presentable. It's just because it was uncomfortable for you, and to avoid the tsar, one would be allowed to.
The hair growing back is worse than the hair.
Right.
You can see
it.
Right.
Right.
You got a constellation.
Right. Maybe it goes monthly. I don't know.
I told all my boys growing up, don't start shaving. I gave them the same direction with fasting. I'm telling you, don't fast. You're 12. You don't have to fast. I promise you have plenty of fast.
Don't
listen.
All right. Cheshek to grow. Okay, the Gemara says, last few lines of the Amud here, Boy mine rav mi Rabbi Chiya. Mahu lochuch. The person able to, I think it means to like stroke his fingers through his hair, to comb it with his fingers. Is that correct?
Scratching one's underarm with a garment.
With a garment. I thought just like
during prayer. No,
during prayer. Huh? I did not see that.
Oh, that's
the next one.
The next one.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay, so first, could a person scratch his hair, stam? Because would that cause it to come out? Maybe that's the concern. Okay, that's what the mefarish is. Mefarish is ma'u lochuch bebeis hashach biyado. Could you scratch your hair in your armpit? Kadesh lahavir sasera. Not to stam scratch it because it itches, but in order to have it pull it out in such a way. So as the answers to the Gemara, amar le aser, it's aser. Big domai. So what about using your shirt and you're scratching in your shirt? That's more of a shinoi. Is that permitted? Armle mutter, that's actually okay. If you want to have an eta to pull out your hair in your armpit, scratch it with your shirt, and that's, I'm not sure how much is going to fall out, and how it probably hurt a lot to pull them out, but that's the eta. Ikadamri, the others who say the question was as follows. Can a person scratch his armpit or for any other part of the body for that matter? It's also to put your fingers, anywhere on the body that's covered. You can't scratch your hair either, even in exposed hair, because it causes your fingers to be dirty. So can a person do that with a beged? Now, the Mefarish says it's a very narrow question here. Mefarish says, Amr le ikadamri, halcha kmi baile, betfila bebigdomai. Very different. Can you scratch your beged in order that the lice fall off? Since you're not touching the basar of the kinim.
Of your body?
But the idea is to touch the kinim. What's the shaila here?
Still scratching yourself.
So the way the Mefsita asked the question, what we thought Pachap Shah was, Stam, could you scratch your body with a beged in between? Somebody was referring to the lice, but let's leave that out for now. So the Gemara answers, Amr Le, Aser, it's Aser to do this, even with beged, V'les Hilchas Kavasa, it's permitted. If a person is learning, a person is davening, he has an itch in his head, you see guys, you know, always like, take it down, like, scratch like that. So like that, that's... What?
I do a lot of that.
So that's all permitted. Also, it helps cause your hair to fall out if you do that a lot. So, but that's permitted. That's okay. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, Nun Testament Beis, the top of the page. Meis Echad Mehen. So, if one of them dies, what are we talking about here? So, we're going back now to Safik Nazir, right. To a case where the two Nazirim were walking. One of them were Tameh, but you weren't sure which one was Tameh. So, you brought this carbon, if it was yours or it was mine, you brought another carbon. What happens if one of these Nazirim, who the Safik was upon, dies? So what are you supposed to do now? So when I bring the carbon, I can't make a tanai with somebody else. If I was a tamei person, if I was a tar, I need a partner to make this tanai with. So the Gemara says that this is quite a long mission here. Amar Bishua, Yivakesh Echem Nashuk Shiyadur Kinegdu Benazir. You ask a nice friend, can you be a Nazir? And then if you're a Nazir, you can be my partner and we can make a tanai. Omer and say as follows. Im tamei hayisi, if I was the one who's tamei as opposed to the guy who died, if I was the one who's tamei, Hariata Nazir, miad your Nazir right away. And then Vim Tahor, Hayisi, if I was Tara and never became Tameh, Hariata Nazir, Lacher Shloshim Yon, let your Naziris begin in 30 days from now. Beso from Shloshim, count 30 days from then. Umvin carbon tuma, the carbon Tara. And then they could bring two carbonals. Vomer and say, Imaniha huatame, if I was one who was Tameh, carbon tuma shali, this carbon tuma is mine. The carbon tower shechal, the carbon tower is going to be yours later on. Rav imani hu atar, if I was one who's tower, carbon atara shali, the tower one is mine. The carbon tuma besafik, and the carbon tuma is only a safik case. And then v'sof from shloshim yom, then count 30 days from now. Umevin carbon tower, they have to bring a carbon tower because he may have been tummy now and his naziris is not over yet. He has to start all over again. And then he should say in 30 days from now, Omer. If I was the one who was Tameh, so now that carbon tumah shali, that carbon tumah that we brought before 30 days ago was mine, now the one we're bringing is a carbon tara shalcha, and that, sorry, before was your carbon tara. The one we're bringing right now, though, is carbon tarasi, is my carbon tara. If I was the one tara in the beginning, and that carbon tara we brought 30 days ago was mine, then the carbon tara shali, and the carbon tumah besafik, the carbon tumah we brought 30 days ago was a suffix, so that gets thrown out the window. Vizehu, and the one we're bringing right now today, carbon taraska, is your carbon tara.
What's the concern that we're trying to get around? Is it bringing a carbon unnecessarily? That's the point. The carbon tara unnecessarily.
Yeah, you can't bring a nazir. He has to bring a carbon nazir. So he can't say it's either the mine or no one's, because then it's a possible chulin be'azara.
And why isn't this korban tuma?
Right, I was wondering that also. Why korban tuma be'safik? Why is that not the same shaila? So you could bring it. It's a suffix. You could bring it as a maybe. It's going to be a nedava.
This is korban tuma b'suffik. Chata sa'usha maybe al suffik tuma inan al chatzas look for. What's the korban? What's the korban? It's a chatas. It's a chatas.
It's an oaf.
Chata sa'uf is the tuma, and the tara we said is the Allah the shlamim.
The way it explains down here is Tosas earlier in the Masechta said that the olas of you bring an olas of and a chatas of. An olas of you could bring al tanai, maybe it's a nadava. Either it's for me as a tame or it's a nadava, so that covers that suffix. And apparently the klal is for chatas of, you are allowed to bring it al yidei suffix. It's not a violation of chulun bazara if it came because of a suffix.
And what are the three korbanos again that you give as a tara?
Olas shlamim and a chatas.
Chatas also.
Right. So those are not birds, those are behemoths.
So it's because they're behemoths, or is it shlamim that's the problem?
I'm not sure, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Not sure. Okay. So that's all the first Tanai. The end of Gemara says, the Mishnah rather says, Amar lo ben Zoma says, Umisha me'alo shiyadr keneged minazir. Which nice friend is going to actually listen to you and say, okay, I'll be a nazir, and then put my life and Yiddishkeit in risk just so you could get out of your suffix? Who would do that? Ella, what you should do is don't get anybody else involved. And maybe chatas ha'of olas ha'behema. V'omer and says follows. Im tamei ha'yisi, if I was one who was tamei, ha'chatas mi'chovasi, let the chatas I'm bringing now be my chova, because I was tamei. V'ola nadava, and let the ola be nadava. Why? See this for a second.
I have to give an olas behema.
Olas behema is for the behema Torah.
Right. So here, if I was tame, the ola behema can't be a korban; it has to be a nedava. So if I was tame, it was only chayv and olas of, not the olaf.
But the chatas of is brought for both the tumah and the tara. The chatas of could work for either one.
What kind of a korban ola is a nedava?
A nadav is any time a person wants to just donate and dedicate a carbon, it's called an ola. That's categorized as an ola.
No one eats that.
No one eats that, exactly. So the case here is, again, so the chatas ha'of, you could bring, it could either be the tumah or the tara one, it could be either one. So that's how it covers the chatas ha'of.
What's the significance of what kind of animal it is?
That's the psukim tell us. What the significance is?
No, this according to this, if I were reading this, and I knew what I was reading, obviously, but I mean, I don't. But if I was reading this, it has to be a behemoth, this ola. If he brought an ola ha'of, then it wouldn't work tonight. I don't know if that's a good deal to make.
Well, that
is chatas ha'of. If right, it's a tonight. If he brings a chatas ha'of, it obviously works for tonight. But ola ha'of wouldn't work for tonight.
Well, we first have to lay out.
Is that a good deal?
Well, let's just first lay out what exactly are the requirements of a Nazir Tahor and a Nazir Tameh. So when a Nazir is Tahor and completes his Tara, he brings three Karbanos. He brings an Ola, Chathas, and Shlamim. So where do they all come from? What's from each? Let's review. Where do they all come from? I remember. Let's see.
Ayel said one was an I, because you're able to determine based on what the person brought, which was what? Gemara said. Wasn't it a keves, a kivson, and ayam?
So why is it talking about a chatas of here then?
The chatas of we said is for the nazir tameh.
Tameh?
No, but the whole thing is for tonight. So he's not sure.
Right, it's for tonight. Right. But your point, you said before that you get behemoths by a
tara. And an oaf for the tumah. Fine, so let's establish that. When a nazir becomes tameh, the carbon he brings to start his nazirs over again, he needs to bring two birds. One's an ola, one's a chatas. When nazir completes his tara, he brings a carbon of all animals, behemoths. rams and sheep. Different birds are for tumah, and animals, well, animals also, but behemoths are for tara. Now, what the suggestion Ben Zoma is saying here is, what you should do is, again, let's read this inside, ela mevi chatas ha'of, bring a chatas ha'of, which is going to be for the tumah, in case he was tameh, and he should also bring an olas a behema, which is going to be if he became tower. V'omer, and he should say, im tama ha'isi, if I was tame, and I really owe birds right now, and then would have to start my nazir over, im tama ha'isi, ha'chatas, which is an oaf, ha'chatas is mechavasi, that chatas ha'of will cover my requirement. V'ola nadava, and the ola behema will just turn into a nadava, which is okay. Vim tower ha'isi, if I was tower, and really I need to bring karbanos for my tara right now, ha'ola, which comes from the behema, would be mechavasi, will be one of my obligations to bring. V'chatas misafik, and you're allowed to bring a chatas oaf midin safik. Normally, you can't bring a safik to the base of Mikdash, but apparently it's a special din that a chatas ha'oaf, you can bring midin safik. So that covers that. You don't need to bring another nazir into here. V'sofer, then what he should do is, sofer shloshim yom, he should count 30 days from that point, when he brings these karbanos and made it tonight. And at the end, maybe karban tara, bring the karban tara of all three animals. V'omer, and he should say, im tameh ha'isi, if I was tameh 30 days ago, then ha'ola rishona nadava, the first ola of behema I brought that was in nadava. V'zu chova, and now what I'm bringing right now is all my chovos, and everything's fine. Im tameh ha'isi, if I was tahor 30 days ago,
and this is a chova, nadava, yeah.
Exactly, so the ha'ola rishona that I brought was a chova. V'zu, that which I'm bringing now is going to be in nadava. V'zu shar kabani, and the other two kabanos that I'm bringing now, the shlom and the chadas I'm bringing now, is going to fulfill my obligation. Even though the 30 days delayed, I can bring. Also off on the tumah. Exactly.
That's the only thing we're missing, because he never gets around to doing that.
Right. Just doesn't fit in. I guess he assumes that it's not required.
Yeah, look at the second line. Look at the second line of the Farish before it gets middle. What?
V'yavi imi olahema, that one?
Amalei ben zoma mishamela, the last narrow line.
Oh, amalei ben zoma mishamela v'chulei, el mashemes niziro v'yavi b'safik chatas ha'of, ul asham ul olas ha'of lo chashinon kemo shemarnu. Like he explained earlier, we're not concerned with, I guess not ma'akev.
Yeah, if you look, like another 15 lines up. Ola Sa'of is the first two lines.
Yeah, see that? Ola Sa'of, Ibai Maisila Lashem Nadava, Ibai Lo Maisila Klau, came the Doron Ba'amahu, Lo Ma'akfe, Va'ashim Nami Lo Tzrich Lasui, Da'ashim Ein Ma'akiv Bekapara, Kidaminim Beperak Misha Amr Dharina Zimikalech, Havi Chatasov, Lo Havi Asham Amone, Vadain Isrin Lishos Bayarin, Lo Tami Mason, Vachosim Vesofin Shoshim Yom, Vavin Karbatuma Tara Bishutvis. So it's a Ma'akiv in the end of the day.
So the Ola Sa'of is a Ma'akiv and also Asham.
Right. So there's three. Come on. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Let's finish this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua nimsa zem mevi karbanosa v'l'chatzayim. The problem with this suggestion, says Rabbi Yeshua, is that you bring them in piecemeal here, a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's supposed to come together all in one shot. So what are you supposed to do? Aval hodu l'chachamim l'ben zoma. Despite that complaint of Rabbi Yeshua, the chachamim agreed to ben zoma because there's no good solution. This is the best solution. There's no perfect solution in such a case. And therefore we're passing like ben zoma. The Gemara asks now, v'laisi, so maybe you should bring, laisi what? What's the kasha here? Says the Mefarish, three wide lines down, and the last word, v'laisi. Kolomar mach tshuva heishi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi leben zoma shezeh mevi karbanos l'chatzayin yavi l'chatzayin mavakach. Who cares? You bring them in piecemeal. Who cares? Whoever said they have to come as a unit. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo Amar Rabbi Yeshua elo l'chadid ba'as ha'tamidim. He only did this to sharpen his tamidim, to ask them a kasha, to wake them up. Okay? See what the response was. Look at the Mefarsh in a second. So Amar Rav Nachman mai li'ave le'er b'shua l'dake lo lisre. So what does that mean? So let's look at the Mefarsh. Now the Mefarsh around 10 lines down. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel yodea haya Rav Yeshua, 10 lines up rather. We're going to do five wide lines down. Yodea haya Rav Yeshua she'ein tshuvas klum. He knew his akasha wasn't akasha. He only did this to sharpen his tamidim. Shehu nosin kavachomer ba'asam. They should learn a kavachomer, test them, challenge them. Umar Rabbeinu shodeya hu ba'atzmo shein b'dvar v'lo klum meishiv davar sheinu minit mishna. And Rabbeinu Rav Yeshua, who said a statement which wasn't true, kavachomer l'shar kol adam sheyachol lashiv al divrei rabo v'afil yodeya bo sheinu b'dvar v'lo klum. A person can ask a kasha to his Rebbe, even if he knows that his kasha isn't a good kasha. He should ask questions. A very important lesson. Even though the question might not have any basis for this, and his friends might make fun of him, he should still ask. All just keep asking away. Ask. They would make fun of him. Still, this statement is, it's worthwhile saying. Speak to your Rebbe. Don't be scared. Don't be scared of your friends who are bullying you around. Shenemar im nivlas b'isnase im nivlas b'atzmecha adivei Torah sofcha l'isnase bo. A person is going to be. I'm not sure to touch that pasuk here. Vim zamas yad lepeh. So again, im nivlas b'atzmecha. If you make yourself a nevela, I guess you disgrace yourself in order to learn. Then the Torah is going to lift you. It's going to elevate you. Vim zamas yad lepeh. If you place your hand on your mouth. And if you're going to be quiet, they're going to ask from you. They're not going to have an answer. So basically, what the Mefarsh is telling you is good to just get into the habit of asking questions, even if your questions are completely baseless and you're going to be made fun of. Just get comfortable with asking questions. I don't know if a Rebbe is going to really appreciate this if his Talmidim ask questions that make no sense. But this is the Eitzah, very interesting Eitzah of the Mefarsh based on this Gemara here. I wouldn't have taken to this step here because Rishua is just doing this to sharpen his Talmidim to learn how to think a little bit. But okay, fine. Anyways, the next Mefarsh coming to explain Rav Nachman's understanding of this Rabbi Yeshua. Again, Rav Nachman understood Rabbi Yeshua, but again, the question was, Rabbi Yeshua says, you can't do this way because you're bringing them in piecemeal, bring them all in one shot. The Gemara says, who cares? Whoever said to come in one shot? Who cares if you bring one carbon here, and 3 days later, the other two carbonos? What's the big deal? So Rav Nachman said, the language was, Maili avidle Rabbi Yeshua lidake delo listru. So Mefarsh explains this line, if you go four lines up from the bottom, kolomar. Rav Nachman delo shmile lahada aminan delo amri Yeshua elachadid es tamidim. He didn't hear that statement. He didn't know that was pshat. V'ha'achik ha'mosev v'kamer ledivrei Rabbi Yeshua. The Amr nimtzav z'mevi karbonos v'chatayin. My rotzelasas b'vnei me'ayim b'daki behema latzniyim shelo yasvichu ad she'avishar karbonos v'teglachas shenia elavadei mevi l'chatayin v'ein b'kachlum. He said, what exactly did Yeshua want to do? He wanted to preserve the innards of the animals and to save them so they shouldn't go bad in order to bring them all together. So the way it says, Rabbi Nachman asks Rabbi Yeshua, what are you talking about? Le'ave le Rabbi Yeshua le'dake, de'lo lisa, you're going to do something to the dakim, to the small animals, to the sheeps and the innards so they shouldn't go bad? That'd be impossible. How could you preserve the dead carcass for 30 days? In order to bring on the Mizbeach with the other Karbanos, that's impossible, and therefore he rejected it. And Mefarsh is saying, had he seen the answer of the first pshat, that it was just simply to be Mechadei Des HaTamidim, he would have agreed, that would have been, that's what Rabbi Yeshua was coming to do. I think it's a very interesting Mefarsh here. I wonder if anybody has any comments on this. Should we do this next Mishnah? Maybe we should wait.
We should wait,
right? There should be some continuity here. Okay, so we'll stop here.